This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
This is the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. 欢迎收听丹尼丁中国文化秀。
Hello everyone, welcome back to our show. Today we are very excited. We have a new guest today. Weidi will not be joining us, and we have our new member of the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. She's new to the club, and we would like to know more about her and see what she can tell us about herself.
大家好，我是丹尼丁中国老年协会新进会员 Regina。很高兴呢能做客这里跟大家聊聊中国的文化，同时呢也多分享一些我们协会近期的动态。说起呢，我加入协会也是源于一场协会的精彩的演出。那是在我欣赏了那次精彩演出后，找到我们的会长申请加入了协会。那次表演呢是在兰园庆祝中国春节的活动上，就是在今年，当时协会的阿姨们在台上表演着扇子舞，我就是那一刻被他们深深吸引了。虽然呢能看出大家都是上了年纪的，但是他们表演的动作非常灵活，而且最重要的是他们的神情都很动人，脸上都洋溢着幸福快乐的笑容。用中国的一个词语来说，就是很有精气神。如果再用一个字来形容，那就是美。
Yeah, so Regina has just introduced herself. How did she get involved with the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association? It's really interesting because she actually went to the Chinese Garden Lanyuan this year for the Chinese New Year event. And the Senior Association were dancing the fan dance as usual, the very colorful dance that they love to perform, which is really, really good. She was attracted to the dancers, and she was more attracted to the energetic senior members of the club and all the happiness that they were showing while they were dancing, and all the performances they were doing. So she was actually attracted, and she described the whole situation as beautiful. That's the word that she used. Let's see what else she has to say.
再后来呢，正赶上三月啊，我加入之后正好是三月的多民族文化活动月。那么从三月初的巴基斯坦协会主办的多民族文化活动，到之后的植物园多民族活动，那再到后来呢，就是达尼丁多民族政务会主办的文化多样化的庆祝活动，那以及我们在四月初最近刚参加的南达尼丁街节，我们达尼丁中国老年协会都一个不落的积极的参与了。那在以上说到的每一场活动中，我们都积极表演了两到四个节目。
So after she joined the association was approximately in March this year, and so far she has performed and participated in quite a few of the dances in Dunedin that we were invited to. For example, in March, we did the Pakistan Association event at the Edgar Center, and then we also did the Multicultural Week, and we also had invitations from the Dunedin Multicultural Association as well. And the most recent one was the South Dunedin event in April recently.So yes, we will be attending more events, and I think Regina will be more keen to share about that as well.
接下来呢，我们也收到了这个邀请，要受邀参加四月中下旬的见证金秋节。说起见证金秋节呢，在新西兰生活居住过一段时间的朋友们应该都不陌生。 这呢也是南岛很具规模的一次大的活动了。见证呢是新西兰最风景如画的地方之一，也曾见证了19世纪淘金潮的火热发酵。每年的3到5月，在见证如画一般的街道被两旁的落叶涂上厚厚的金黄色，绘出一幅秋季的美景。从世界各地赶来的旅游人士都聚集在此，欢庆即将到来的见证金秋节。
So Regina was just introducing that we have been invited to the Aerotown event that's coming up soon, which is this weekend actually. We are going to the Aerotown and to do performances as the Aerotown community has invited us to. Aerotown is a very picturesque place and it has the gold mining history as well. So this Aerotown event is actually a very major event for South Island, especially in autumn.
这次呢是我们第一次受到了见证金秋节的邀请。我们预计呢参演三个节目。协会的所有的成员在这近一个月的时间里都在积极的准备排练。随着呢现在时间已经临近，这周四呢大家就要出发赴见证节参演。那么在最近的一两个礼拜，大家都加大了排练的强度。那么看到他们这股敬业的精神和努力的状态，作为协会最小的晚辈，看在我眼里，我觉得他们都太了不起了。
Regina was just saying that we have been invited to the Aerotown. Well, it's been a long time since we've been invited. And after COVID and stuff, we haven't been going to big events. And it's really good because we have many, many big events coming up. And we will be performing 3 programs for the Aerotown Autumn Festival. And the whole association has practiced for about a month on the... for the event, and on Thursday they will all be departing from Dunedin to Aerotown and perform on Friday. I think there's 3 events going on there. Recently, because time is tight and they will be wanting to perform their best, they have been increased their practices in the past 2 weeks, which is really great. And for Regina, she did mention, she said, as being the youngest in the group at the moment, she felt that it is such an amazing energy level that they have, the senior members have in the association, and what they are doing and practicing, she just felt that it's wow, basically.
今年2023年呢是第37次举办见证金秋节，时间呢是定在4月20号到25号举行。那么我们协会的表演呢是安排在21号。
The Aerotown Autumn Festival is this year is the 37th festival for the celebration, and it will be happening on the 20th to 25th of April this year.And our program will be all on the Friday, so the 3 programs from the Dunedin Senior Association will be performed on Friday.
见证金秋节呢，从一年一度的艺术和摄影比赛，到制作馅饼、葡萄酒，每个人呢都能在这里呢找到适合自己的东西。这是一种呢，享受手工制作的馅饼、精酿的啤酒和当地葡萄酒的非常适宜的方式。那对于当地人和赶往这里的游客，最喜欢的是4月22号星期六那天会有的两个活动，一个是市场日，还有一个呢就是社区活动。这一天呢，包括了很多个舞台，各种才华横溢的音乐家和表演者，还有街头娱乐、老爷车展示，那么还有像120多个 销售新西兰制造的产品的市场摊位。所有这些呢，都营造出了欢乐和节日的气氛。
So there will be art and photography, wine and craft beer around on the whole area for the festival. And it will be, the main days would be Saturday and Sunday. Of course, when you have time to go around, there will be so much to offer. They will have street entertainment, street art, local artisan stores, a lot to offer for everyone, whatever your age group would be. So bring your kids along, bring family along. AndIt is from Thursday to Monday, and Regina is just looking forward to it and saying that it's such a creative way to have everyone together and creating such an eventful day.
另外呢，我这里也要提到一下，就是关于我们在近两个月，那么也经常呢会有收到学校这边联系到我们会长。希望呢能够通过教授这个小朋友们学会协会的一些传统的舞蹈，比如像是扇子舞、击鼓舞，还有像大摆群舞以及藏族舞等等。那么我们会长呢也会安排好时间到学校来教授小朋友们想学的这种舞蹈的种类。
Regina is just saying, with the recent months, we have had quite a few invitations from schools and kindergarten to the president of our association, requesting that our president Wei Di to go and help us help teach kids some Chinese culture dances like the fan dance, the Tibetan dance. It's just about sharing the culture and learning more about other cultures. And so we are pretty keen on sharing our culture. And if you do have any requests or anything, just feel free to message us on Facebook or contact us anyway, maybe through OARFM or even at the Dunedin Community House here. We are here. If the receptionist here, if you want to leave her a message, she's amazing. Susan is amazing receptionist here. Just leave her a message and she'll probably pass it on to us as well. So, yeah, so what else do we have?For the community.
这里呢，我还想跟大家聊聊关于我们协会的会员的这个大概情况。那我们协会的会员呢，分别都来自中国的不同的省份和直辖市。那像有来自北京、上海、天津的会员，那么还有来自像我们有一句这个很美的一句话，中国的是上有天堂，下有苏杭，这是来自美丽的杭州的会员。那也有来自像湖北武汉的，那另外呢也有来自广东的，那可以说是来自中国各地的都齐聚在我们协会里。
Regina is just saying, introducing a little bit about the members of the association that she found out since joining. So they are actually people from everywhere of China, everywhere in China in the association. People from Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, Hangzhou, Hubei, Wuhan, and Guangdong. Of course, there are other members as well that we might not have mentioned, but everyone's from a different place in China, and every city has its own beautiful, kind of say, dialect and food culture as well. So I just want to ask Regina, we just want to chat with Regina today, since she's our first guest for a long time, then we can just get to know her a little bit. So where are you from? 所以你是哪里的呢？
我是来自北京的。所以呢我这里也想当然北京是中国的首都，所以呢可能基本上都会大家有一些了解，但可能局限于一些网站的知识以及看书本的。那真正去过北京的会有，我相信，但是呢可能不会说每个人都去过北京了解这北京这个城市。那在这里呢 我比较想跟大家分享的是关于北京这个非常古老的又现代的城市，可以说是这种合二为一的这么一个非常美丽的城市。
So Regina is actually from Beijing. So Beijing's the capital of China. Many people will know Beijing as in the from TV or from the internet and stuff like that. Possibly you have people who have been to Beijing as well. Well, Beijing's a really beautiful place. And what she really likes about it is how the combination of modern and historical together in this whole big city in Beijing at the moment. So just one question, Regina. What's your favorite food?
说到这个美食啊，那个我可以说是当仁不让的要说很了解了，因为我本人就是一个美食的爱好者，非常喜欢吃中国各地的包括世界各地的美食。那作为北京来说的话呢，可能大家都知道都听说过吧，北京烤鸭是很传统的，也是可以说是不光是北京本地的，以及中国各地的乃至世界的一些喜欢中国美食的朋友们都想去尝试的一种美食。
So Regina is a food lover. When I mentioned food, she actually got excited. So she loves food, Chinese food and international food. And she did say in Beijing is the Peking duck, of course, everyone's familiar with. That's the traditional dish in Beijing, and she loves that too. But she's not limited to only that. She loves all kinds of food. Tell us, what other things do you like from Beijing?
北京呢这里我想跟大家讲一讲北京的这个历史，以及呢很多人到了北京都想去看的北京的一些就是文化遗产，还有一些非常有名的一些景点。那北京这个城市呢是中国的六朝的古都，有着800多年的建城历史，是一座古老的现代化的大都市。那北京有六处是世界的文化遗产，其中包括故宫、天坛、颐和园、八达岭长城、定陵，还有长陵。
So she was just saying to us, she's just introducing the Beijing tourist attraction like we have done before for you as well. So as you know, people from Beijing loves Beijing and likes to introduce us to Beijing's attraction. So there are, so it is the modern city with a lot of traditional historical buildings. And remember the, what do you call it in English? I cannot remember. Oh, Great Wall of China. That's what she wanted to say. And then we have the Chinese palace, the Gugong, and all these attractions as well. So if you could possibly listen to our past show about Beijing to learn more about those as well. And if you wanted another show, we can definitely do one for you.
那此外呢，对外开放的旅游景点在北京呢有200多处，其中呢有150个是 A 级的景点，有世界上最大的皇宫紫禁城、祭天的神庙天坛、皇家花园北海，还有皇家的园林颐和园。另外呢，像是八达岭、慕田峪、箭扣长城、黄花城、司马台长城，以及世界上最大的四合院恭王府、北京特色的胡同等等这些名胜古迹。
Yeah, and other than that, they are, you know, in China, if you go and do a tour in China, you can actually see different grades of tourist attractions. China's done it really, really well for you to actually identify if you want to go there and how good it is. So it's got the A grades. Like in China, I think they have like 5 A's, and then like that's the best, or like the, well, maybe like the most important one that you really want to go, that you can't miss, kind of. So they have like the 5A ones, and then they have like the 4As, and then slowly it goes down to 3A, 2A, and 1A. So in Beijing, there are actually quite a lot of the 5A places, I think, right? And then that's like the largest one is the Forbidden City that you want to go, and then the Great Wall, and then there's also Siheyuan. I think Siheyuan is like, how do you say it? Like, there's a port in the middle, not port, like a patio in the middle of four houses, I think, is it? That's a Siheyuan. That's a Beijing specialty, I think. A lot of people say, oh, if I have a house in Beijing, I want a Siheyuan kind of thing, right? It's like, oh my God, like, you know, you can't get it anywhere else other than Beijing.
在北京全市呢，共有文物古迹7309项，其中国家文物保护单位呢有42个，市级的文物保护单位有222个。那么用世界遗产委员会评价的一句话来概括，紫禁城是中国五个多世纪以来的最高权力中心，它以园林的景观和容纳了家具及工艺品的9000个房间的庞大的建筑群，成为明清时代中国文明无价的历史见证。
So she was just saying that you have actually many options to go, and there are many like national protected like tourist attractions to go to. It's just because it's so historical that people want to retain and make sure that the historical buildings are actually protected. And there are also the city protected kind of tourist attractions and the government protected ones as well. And there are so many there. And you can see all the historical stuff from the Ming and the Qing dynasty as well.
那对于说我们这次见证的就是金秋节说到我们本次即将要参与的这次的活动，那么在这个我们分享这个时刻的最后呢，我想因为我工作的原因，这次呢不能赶赴见证金秋节，跟大家一起去参加这三场的表演，心里多少还是很有一些遗憾，因为毕竟我是姐姐们里最小的一个晚辈，相对来说呢，我想可以过去呢，也可以对大家有一些照顾，然后呢，包括帮大家去做一做这个吃穿住行方面的一些辅助工作也好。但是呢，因为时间正好赶在工作日，所以呢，这周四周五这两天呢，基本上我时间排不开。这样呢，就是我们协会的姐姐们呢，就是要周四早晨开往这个皇后镇，然后在周五的中午开始表演，然后之后还要赶回。那可能中间需要在皇后镇就是住一晚，所以呢确实这次此行呢非常辛苦。那么在最后的时间里呢，虽然说我人没法跟大家一起过去，那么借此机会呢也预祝我们协会在赴见证的金秋节参演这次的见证金秋节的活动一切顺顺利利，而且演出成功。同时呢也感谢在这个广播前的大家的收听。
Yeah, so coming back to the end of the show, we just wanted to summarize about the event that's upcoming this weekend. So the association will be going to Everton to attend the Everton Autumn Festival. And unfortunately, Regina has work at the in Dunedin, so she couldn't go with them, but she wishes everyone well, and we hope that everyone that attends to the Everton Autumn Festival drive safe and enjoy yourself. 4 days of event and lots of activities to do, and it's really beautiful there, so we hope that everyone's going to enjoy themselves. And thank you very much for listening, and I appreciate Regina for coming to be our guest on our show, and I really really enjoyed her company today. So we'll see you again next show.
谢收听丹尼丁中国文化秀，期待下期节目再见。
Thank you for listening to the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. We look forward to having you with us again on our next show. If you would like to listen to our past shows or other OAR programs, head to our podcast on oar.org.nz or stay with us live on FM 105.4 or on AM 1575. Have a great day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.